Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, amen, Pastor Katisa. So we give God praise. We give God glory on today. God is awesome. He is amazing. He's worthy of praise all the time. And we just welcome you. And thank you for just taking time out of your day to join us. Amen. And we want to be an encouragement to the body of Christ. So important to be an encouragement. And we are, hopefully, we are lighting up, amen, with what God would have us to do, amen, and be in this season. And we want, and so encouragement is such a needed feature for us that it energizes us. It propels us forward into growth. And definitely God wants us to grow and be in action for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. You are the amazing God. And we bless your holy name. Thank you, O God, for your strength. Thank you for your encouragement and that you give us eternally. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for the closed doors. Thank you, Father God, that you give us guidance and wisdom for this very hour. To you be the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So we have a scripture here, Colossians 2:2, that says, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. That should be all our goals. We should all have, that is part of our main goal as believers, as having faith in Jesus Christ, is to encourage others in heart and that we be united in love. The verse continues and says, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. And so we want to be encouraged in heart. When you're encouraged in heart, you have the hope. You have the spirit and the energy, amen, like I was saying, to take action and to move ahead, amen. And so this particular verse is saying that we'll be encouraged in heart, united in love. We have the encouragement, the hope, and the unity in love. And this all, you know, so we can have complete understanding of the mystery of God, namely Jesus. So we can have complete understanding of Jesus. So he could say, I know you. Come into the wedding supper of the Lamb. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And you know, he just come on and say, come on, you blessed of the Lord. Come on in. Amen. Wow. And we hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. So in that, let me make you ruler over much. Romans 1:12 says, that is that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I like that, that we be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I tell you, we need that. When I see or come across another believer, amen, expressing their faith, if it's just a bumper sticker on the back of the car, I don't know if you've seen them, a lot of believers are putting Jesus is Lord on the back of their vehicles. And that's an encouragement. Or I read across this past weekend, someone had typed up or printed out a scripture and put it in a grocery store cart. And so for others to find it and read it. So that is mutually encouraging. That should encourage us to take action as well, and that we are not being arrogant with our faith, not being obnoxious, but we are being expressive just like anyone else is expressive about something they're passionate about and they care about. and we care about souls. We care about the harvest. We care about whether someone knows Jesus Christ before, amen, they are in a position where their soul is, you know, whether they are going to heaven or to hell. So we want to be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Hallelujah. That is encouragement, isn't it? When you see someone expressing their faith. And we get together. When we come together as believers in the congregations where we meet together, doesn't matter the structure, the building, the physical, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, amen? So wherever two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, there he is in the midst of them. There he is in the midst of us. And so we should be encouraged when there's two or three. And so we can be builders and lifters up of others' heads, amen. God has called us specific talents without specific gifts. Gifts given by the Holy Spirit. Prophecy. Speaking in tongues with the interpretations. He's given this so we can be an encouragement to one another. This is from what the writer, the Apostle Paul, he writes in 2 Corinthians 7:4, I have spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged. All our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. I am greatly encouraged when we are going through certain situations, suffering, you know, we need comfort. And another believer, they're staying steadfast in their faith regardless. And they want to see that we are comforted in all our troubles. And so, give us encouragement. I hope you're blessed by the scriptures today. Amen. And you're taking joy in when you listen to Seeds of Harvest. We want you to be encouraged, strengthened in your faith. Blessed be the Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. So we have come to a close of our segment once again. Please join us praying for our strength and your strength in the Lord. We are in agreement. And may your hearts be encouraged today. May God put many smiles and blessings on your face, the joy of salvation. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.
My passion, keep my heart.